So I'm just going to call our meeting on March 5th to order. And the first item is approving the minutes. Thank you to Twi. They were not short and sweet, but you did a good job, I thought, of capturing everything. So is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second.
Any debate? Friendly amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, John.
Great. Minutes are approved. Moving on to approving our loan portfolio today. We have a handful of loans, around 8.7 million. I move to for today. Is there a second?
Hey, Sarah, I think it broke up a little bit there. Maybe that was on my end.
I moved to approve the loan portfolio. Is there a second? Great.
I second.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Rich, I'll turn it over to you to talk about the, what is it? We've got the 9 loans for today.
Thank you, Sarah. There are 9 loans today. And some of them are, you know, like I like to say, bread and butter loans, and some of them are a little more unusual. For instance, loan number 1. The town of LaPointe is borrowing $4.9 million as part of their $17 million acquisition of a ferry line. You know, the town of LaPointe is Madeline Island across from Bayfield. And they thought that they did not want somebody else, another party, to purchase that ferry line and put access to Madeline Island at risk in the future. So they thought that they would like to be in control of the access to their residences. The revenues from the ferry line are expected to cover about 85% of the cost of the purchase. The remaining cost is they anticipate that for every $100,000 in assessed value, that annual real estate taxes will go up about $100. And they thought that that was an appropriate amount. Loan number 3 is to finance an acquisition of land to expand the industrial park in Waupun. And loan number 6 is to financing the engineering and repair of the Trout Lake Dam. Loan number 4, excuse me, I skipped over, is the town of Rutland is borrowing about $2 million to finance a new town hall and garage building in the Dane County town of Rutland. The rest of them are fairly standard loans. Are there any questions?
So was this the ferry line? Is that the one we just recently, I guess, we're discussing the lease on that land? Was that the underwater one?
The short answer, John, is yes. In essence, that ferry line, its dock in the city of Bayfield is on filled lake bed. And so we were able to execute a new submerged land lease with the ferry line. And so they have the right to keep their terminal on lakebed for the next umpteen years. And the ferry line now is being transferred from private ownership into public ownership.
Thanks, John. I was going to say, so we don't have to do anything. I mean, the lease just transfers over because they're just buying the whole company. Okay.
Yep.
I was going to say, thanks, John. I did not make that connection, so I appreciate the question. And that's all I have for today, Sarah, on the loans.
Thanks, Rich. Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan portfolio today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Loans are approved. no old business from last time, and we have no new business, so we will jump right into routine business, starting, Rich, with your chief investment officer's report.
I have nothing further today, Sarah, although I do want to, you know, respond to John's request last time to talk a little bit about some venture capital investments that we have made in the state of Wisconsin. But I was, because of the event today, I was going to hold that off for the next meeting.
That sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Yep.
Tom, the executive secretary's report.
Again, I will try to keep it short. Had a chance to speak to the Wisconsin County Foresters Association to give them a briefing on who we are, what we do, how we do it. That went really well. I think that's an organization that, from our land management standpoint, we should be strengthening that relationship because of the fact that I think both organizations look at land management very similarly. I had an interesting meeting with folks from the Conservation Fund recently, and you may have seen that name in the news because of the fact that the Conservation Fund was in the middle of the big Pelican Pelican Forest controversy, that in essence, what they were doing was acquiring a lot of land from another entity and then trying to sell a conservation easement, at which point they will be selling that land. We had reached out to some of the stakeholders up north and said, how would you, what do you think about us acquiring some of that land? It would have a conservation easement on it. And frankly, folks like the Great Lake Timber producers look at it and say, we trust you guys more than virtually anybody else. And so we'd be really supportive of you if you acquired that. So when we talked to the folks from the Conservation Fund, this may be a significant transaction for BCPL, which could have a profound impact on the direction and vector of the normal school fund. So we are at way early stages of everything, but I think it's important for our board to know that we are talking with them because of the fact that the Conservation Fund had generated a fair amount of news and some of it controversial. However, if we were going to move forward, we would have a lot more discussions with the local folks up there before moving forward to make sure that we've got local stakeholder buy-in. Anything that we would do there. So anyway, but because of the fact that a transaction of that size could conceivably give us a path to generating significantly more timber revenue than the normal school fund is currently generating. And when I say significantly more, I'm saying more than double. Mm-hmm. And our numbers are already up. So anyway.
Tom, just about that, what are we talking about as far as ballpark range when you say a very large transaction? If you would do like your back of the envelope, like what's the range that we're talking about?
12,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how many are currently in our land bank?
3,000. So the way this would work, if everything plays out the way that Tom would hope it would, is that we have 3,000 acres already that we could acquire. We have $2 million plus dollars in the land bank. The Forest Service is actually proceeding forward with scoping the acquisition of over 5,000 acres from us of scattered lowlands that are either in holdings in the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest or adjacent to it. And then the Conservation Fund itself, they acquired over 70,000 acres, but we've got about 3,500 acres that are in holdings within the lands that they've acquired. And so in essence, what we would do is we would transfer our in holdings to them, giving them a more consolidated block. And in return, we would get a block of upland pine plantation. And in light of the current situation, that would be a good acquisition for us. Pine can be harvested at any time of year. There's a significant demand. Like I said, it would conceivably more than double our timber revenue. The biggest limiting factor then would actually be staffing and resources on our end to be able to handle that increase in management activity. But if you think about it just from a rough number standpoint, which you're asking for, if you have a normal school fund that is roughly $30 million and you're adding two and a half or more to it, all of a sudden you're talking about increasing the size of that fund by somewhere between 6% and 8% a year. So we went from a normal school fund that was barely growing to one that was reasonably growing to one that may be growing faster than anybody anticipated. Is that what you were hoping for a quick back of the envelope description?
Well, as you know, these are much more complicated, Tom, than what meets the eye. And so I just was trying to understand, not just when you say large transaction, what are we talking about? Because anything we buy, you know, we've got to figure out how we're giving up. What are we giving up on the back end of that, too? And how do we, you know, make sure the seesaw
can be absolutely
at the day?
Yep. So. So at first blush, the numbers look close enough to be able to keep working on it. But like I said, we're at the very beginning stages of this. So I'm hopeful. There's a part of me that thinks if we could pull this off, that would be phenomenal. And Rich would then have more money to deploy for the normal school fund on a regular basis.
Which is a real win for the normal school fund too.
Yes. Yes.
In an area that also needs more funding. So.
Yep.
So. And Tom, can you remind me where the Pelican Forest is? What county?
It's Oneida County. It is for the most part, southeastern Oneida County.
So it's not halfway across the state from our forestry office.
No. Actually, it's convenient to our office. Like I said, I think the biggest issue is more, this was a controversial deal from the get-go. And I was not intimately involved in the first two phases of this transaction. But my impression was that there wasn't enough local engagement with stakeholders to talk about how to make this work. And one of the things I did before I even opened up the conversation was to reach out to Henry Schenenbeck from the Great Lakes Timber Producers and ask, what do you think? Does this make sense to you? That's an important step to take if you're going to do anything like this. So.
And when do you think you're going to have something to bring to the board, Tom, to just talk about it?
I'd love to have an answer for you on that. One of the things that I made sure that the Conservation Fund understood is that our board are three statewide elected officials, and every 4 years there are statewide elections. And so this is not something that should be dragged out. If we're going to do it, then we should be working toward it and trying to get everything done during the term of the current board members, rather than let things linger over to a new board, which may have different viewpoints on it. I don't know. I can't foresee that part of the future. So, but in terms of being able to predict when I would have a transaction that I could bring before the board and ask for your stamp of approval, I don't have that yet. But judging by the discussions and the enthusiasm in the room, I am hopeful that we would have something sooner than later. One of the pieces, though, to this transaction in order to make it work is also the Forest Service. I mean, if the Forest Service doesn't acquire those several thousand acres, well, we're going to be short of cash and short of room to acquire that block of land. So we need to get a better handle from the Forest Service as to where that transaction is on the trajectory for completion.
Well, that timeline's actually very helpful because I feel based on previous lands transactions, they've taken multiple boards. So
they have. And one of the things that I swore up and down is that I would never do another land exchange with the Forest Service because of the fact that I'm not willing to jump through that amount of time, that amount of bureaucracy and red tape. However, a purchase does move faster because you've only got half the transaction, is about the best way to put it. The money for this transaction was already encumbered in a previous fiscal year, so it's not like they would have to wait for funding. That funding is already been set aside for it. It's more the issue of all the other pieces of the transaction. And the one that tends to hold things up the longest is the appraisal and the review appraisal for the Forest Service.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any questions for Tom about the potential transaction?
Not at this point, thanks.
The last thing I wanted to leave the board with is the next meeting. I will be up speaking in Eau Claire on that day to the, I can't remember which law enforcement group it is in Eau Claire, regarding the Common School Fund and how the fines and forfeitures that they are collecting are going to a very good cause, even if they're not going directly to law enforcement. As you may recall, I had a chance to speak to a group last year, and it went so well that some people in the audience approached and said, "Hey, can you speak to this other group? We think this would really be good." So I'm looking forward to it. That presentation will directly follow our board meeting. So our board meeting is scheduled for 2:00. I'm scheduled to speak at 3:00. So if we have a long discussion at the next board meeting, I may be late to get to the stage on that one. So,
well, you're talking to a good group of folks in Eau Claire, Tom. So glad you are taking the time to help them understand the good news behind where this money is going.
And I will have to drive past Osseo, which is always a challenge for me ever since Rich introduced me to the Norske Nook years ago. So it's unlikely that I will come back weighing any less than when I left Madison to begin with.
Cream cheese pies are to die for, Tom. So
yes,
get it. I get it.
That's my report for today.
Any questions for Tom? Thank you, Tom. That's an exciting opportunity with a transaction that could bring more money. So we'll look forward to learning more as you press ahead. So my update, I'm going to be relatively brief. We had a great presentation and opportunity to share with all of the librarians and media specialists the $65 million distribution. And so thank you to John, who was there and provided a few words, and Tom, and then Rich and Denise came and to hear the excitement and just appreciation is, you know, one of the bright spots in the work that we do. I will say something that was really interesting for me in the conversations I had with teachers or with the librarians and media specialists ahead of time was just how grateful they are for this funding, since almost every single one of them talked about the referendums that they were facing and how concerned they were and how this is something that can be constant as far as monies to provide books, technology, and educational materials. So it was just good to talk to them and also good to hear how much it's really needed. Like, this isn't a luxury. This is essential for them. So thanks, everybody. It was, I think, a good event, and look forward to next year's announcement, because they're always just a fun and exciting thing to attend. I don't know, John, if there's anything else you want to add. Since I know this was your second one under your belt.
Yeah. No, it was fun. It's a good group, and feels like there's more every year at this one. Well, could be because the last one was in Wausau, I think. So might be a little better attended this time. But no, it was a fun group, and we had, you know, people were pulling us aside afterwards, thanking us, and you know, it's just a nice thing to talk to the people who our money is directly going to, and that's why I wanted to thank them all for actually putting it to good use.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have to report. I don't know if there's any questions, thoughts, feedback from Josh or John.
Nope. Just thanks for the updates.
Of course. Any future agenda items? See none. I move to adjourn our meeting today. Is there a second? Thank you, Josh. All those in favor of adjourning today's meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.